listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Turntable. Got Steve here. And Charlie?
I'm here.
Is with me today.
I'm with you. I'm always with you, buddy.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is episode number 3.
All right, 3. Yeah.
3 episodes of the motherfucking show that we've been debating about doing for so fucking long.
Yeah, but at least we're doing it now.
Yeah, exactly. At least we're fucking doing it. And
we're not like some of those motherfuckers that just talk shit and don't do anything about it.
Right, exactly. If you really think about it, like, for a while, we were just talking shit and not doing anything.
You don't bite it. Me. I was trying to make it sound good. God damn it. Damn you, Steve.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, this show is a show that we talk about musics. And specifically, just like one song that we talk about for this entire episode. And we just go back and forth and, you know, talk our thoughts about the song and stuff. And it's,
we should chat about the musics.
Yeah, it's a very fun conversation.
Yeah, we try to have fun.
Yeah. Well, we always have fucking fun, dude.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah. So, this week being episode 3, kind of ventured to like the complete opposite of the spectrum. So, like last week, we had a really heavy song in the beginning. The first episode,
episode one
was a Lamb of God song.
Yes, sir.
Episode 2 was a song by Sponge. Yes.
I'm agreeing with
you. And episode 3, like I said, is something completely different. Something that makes people think, like, holy shit, you actually listen to something like this? And yes, I do kind of fucking listen to shit like this.
And you know, we mentioned on episode 1 how we like different genres of music. You listen to different genres of music.
Absolutely. And so I guess just to break the ice at this point, the band that I'm listening to now is that we're being talking about is a band called Chicano Batman. That's right.
Chicano Batman. I actually like the name of the band, to be honest with you.
The name of the band is pretty dope. It's freaking
makes you think. It makes you want to like investigate more, listen more.
Yes. So Chicano Batman is I guess a little background on them, and they're a four-piece American band from LA, and they were formed in 2008, and they just have a bassist or a guitarist, a drummer, a keyboard, a vocalist, and I guess two drummers or one drummer or whatever the fuck. But they're really good so far, and from what I guess they're not just stuck in one genre. When you listen to their stuff, like I've listened to their albums and stuff, and it's all over the place. But for the most part, it's more like I guess you consider it like psychedelic soul with a little bit of funk, with a little bit of indie, Tropicalia, which is like a little bit of Spanish. A lot of the songs that they have on their albums are in Spanish.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of funk and psychedelic music in any right. language.
And they also kind of blend in a little bit of the rock here and there.
Okay.
It's not a lot of rock. It's not like the stuff that we usually listen to. It's far from it. But it's actually a really, 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 really good band that's completely different than what you would expect.
All right.
At this moment, they have 3 albums out, 3 main albums. They've had a couple, couple of singles and stuff like that, but like their main album is Chicano Band, which is their self-titled. Their second album that came out in 2014, which was Cycles of Existential Rhyme.
It's actually kind of a cool name. Title. Yeah, it's a really cool title, seriously.
Yeah, and the song in which I'm going to be talking about today, that we're going to be talking about, is I guess the title track to their 2017 release, which is Freedom is Free. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, that blended out really well, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought so at least. So freedom is free is the song that I just like randomly came upon, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, how did you find this band? Because you're the one who introduced you actually sent me the song not that long ago to listen to. So, right, hey, yeah. Check this out type thing.
Yeah, so being that I listen to so much different types of music, like I usually tend to go to YouTube because YouTube is probably like one of the first places that's just like, oh yeah, check this out. Okay. And like I'll just randomly kick on shit. And not only just that, but like I've also heard of their name before. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff, so like I don't know exactly where exactly I heard them from.
Like what podcast you heard them from?
Yeah. So like people would mention them because I've heard them a couple times on a couple different podcasts, and I was like, I never really, you know, was like, oh yeah, let me check it out or whatever. But I finally saw it, like, oh yeah, look, it's in my like suggested videos or whatever.
Okay.
So I click it and I'm like, okay, I can jam to this. This is really cool. This is very different. It's not, like I said, it's not what I usually listen to, and it's something that made me feel good. Made me feel good, gave me a little bit of energy, gave me a little, you know, a little bop in my step.
And
I was like, oh shit, I can fucking dig this. And then I went in and I went in a little deeper and I listened to the album and I was like, holy shit, this album is really good. So like I said, it's all very basically like funk, psychedelic stuff. It's really cool. But yeah. Not just that, but they also mix in like the Spanish culture. Because, you know, they're Chicanos, they're Spanish people, they're Mexicans or whatever.
I was about to just say, define Chicanos for those Latin-enabled.
So Chicanos are technically like like hood Mexicans or whatever.
Oh yeah, they are. But they seem so far from that definition.
Yeah,
they don't look hood, or they don't sound hood.
They don't. They sound far from hood. They're not rapping. Yeah. They're literally singing.
Yeah,
and it's actually something that's really, really, really good. Like it's. It's kind of like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that's a very good metaphor.
Yeah, so like whenever you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm tired of listening to my regular shit.
Yeah.
Just gonna put this on and like if you put on your headphones and you just like, you just zone out. You listen to it and you just zone out and you're like, holy shit, this is fucking good. And then like, it'll be like, from this last episode of The Freedom is Free, half the album is in English.
Okay.
The other half is in Spanish.
Now, real quick, have you heard the rest of the album, haven't you?
Yes, I've heard the entire album.
And how's that album? I only heard this one song.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
I think they have another single. They have another single for this album. It's called Friendship or whatever.
Okay, but you know, along the same lines as Freedom is Free.
Yeah, it's like literally everything on the album is pretty much the same. Like, has the same feel, has the same flavor.
Okay, not like my episode two, my song. I picked Sponge, where plot was completely utterly different.
No. As you go through the album, you can see like there's a little bit of progression and just slight differences, but for the most part, it is pretty much the exact same formula for every single song. So there's a chorus, there's a bass line. There's a really good bass line on a lot of these songs. Very good lyrics. The singing is really good. The singing is different. It's what you would expect from like not necessarily a funk singer, but like kind of like those dudes that you would see like at a parlor.
Okay, I get it.
Is that like a good comparison to something?
Yeah,
so
something very chill, very relaxed. You go to a place just to chill out and hang out, and
yeah, like
enjoy a nice cold beverage. Or
exactly. Like if you just want to just sit back, relax, you just take it all in. You just take in the sounds. You don't worry about anything. Like you said, you're having a beer, you're chilling, and yeah, you just let everything just get out of your brain. And you just relax.
Yeah.
Kind of like people that go to like a jazz bar or something like that.
Yeah, it's very chill. A jam band. There you go. Would you consider them a jam band though?
No, they're not a jam band.
Yeah,
well, they could be. But it's just like the way the album is structured, the way the songs are structured, it doesn't seem like a very jam bandish type thing.
I understand.
Yeah. But it's really good. It's something that I was like, I was surprised that, you know, it caught my attention. And not only that it just caught my attention, but the fact that it actually grabbed me more than just catching my attention.
Yeah. But certain music, certain songs or, you know, artists, they have that way of hooking you in real quick on one song that makes you want to listen more.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like at some points, like, throughout the album, it kind of reminded me of a singer from years ago, from, like, a decade ago or so ago. This kind of R&B type singer or whatever named Van Hunt. So you got me there. Reminded me of his sound.
You got me on that one. Not familiar.
I know. See, like, I just throw random shit out there.
It's okay. I forgive you. Van Hunt. Okay.
So, yeah, so it's his voice kind of reminded me of him a little bit. Very like soulful singing, stuff like that. It's really good.
All right.
So if you want to check that out, you can check that out too.
Will do.
But yeah, these dudes, they sound really good. And then I went in and I actually watched some of the other videos, because I like to listen to the music. I don't necessarily like to, you know, just dive into like the video of it. You know, like the actual like. Official video, like I like to the lyrics and listening to how everything pans out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, you know, when you send me a link for a video and everything, I don't really listen to the video. I'll like flip my phone upside down or cover the screen. I just listen to the music and the words.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I like to do. Like I like to do that because like I don't want to just see a band and be like, okay, yeah, I don't like the way they look, so I'm not gonna listen to this because that's just dumb.
Yeah, or the video has nothing to do with it or something like that.
Yeah, because most of the time when I do, when I listen to things, I listen to it and I'm not watching shit, so I'm just literally just listening to what's going on. And then hearing this, I was just like, okay. And then I put on the actual video and I'm like, holy shit. It's kind of what I imagined. So, like, they all, like, one of the dudes has, like, super curly fucking hair. There's a bald dude. There's a dude with a goatee. There's a dude with long hair. So, this is, like, it's, like, okay, they're like, I guess, your typical Hispanic that you would see.
Yeah.
And fucking, but they're all dressed in suits. Like tuxedo suits.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, like.
Everyone with a good suit.
Okay. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun music to listen to. It's fun. It's stuff that, that makes you feel good inside.
There you go.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it. What do you think about this song?
I actually like the song. I found it to be very, like you said, mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Totally caught me off guard from what you usually sent me.
Yeah.
It's like you usually sent me makes the walls in my apartment rattle. Which I don't mind at all. You know, I like a good, you know, wall rattling music, but this was more calm, cool, collective Steve.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
This is the Steve that's just behind the scenes most of the
time. Yeah, this is like the Steve that I picture, just, you know, late evening, late night, you know, glass of scotch, you know, throwing on something comfortable and just chilling and sitting and just enjoying the sounds. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just exactly a very, how do I put it? It kind of gave me like a 50 James Dean type vibe.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Very, very, very true.
You know, so I mean, like this is the type of band and type of music that has to be known. It has to get out there more than what it is now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, and this is why we do this podcast too, to, alert the listener and make them aware of certain things they haven't heard of before and they might like.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the point of the show, you know?
Like, kind of the point.
Yeah, like of course, yeah, the song that I picked the first week was a heavier song from a band that is very well known.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Like, not a lot of people still know them.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because they're out there.
One thing that I kind of want to touch on was some of the lyrics for the song.
Do it.
So like in the second verse, it's a short second verse or whatever, but it says, because the ocean is all around us and life will flow on, as long as there is ripples in the waves and sun rays from the sun, and while I'm here on Earth, I'll rejoice in what it's worth. That's the entire second verse.
It's not a bad verse.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's something that's like, yo, like, yeah, there's a bunch of shit going on out there. Let's just sit back and just, you know,
enjoy life.
Let it go through, like, go through your system and just chill.
Yeah, there's no, life happens whether we want it to or not. We can't stop it. We don't have the power to stop it. So let's enjoy the motherfucking ride, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I try to do all the time. It's just like, gonna enjoy the ride as much as I can without like going too crazy.
Oh, well, crazy is good at sometimes, but
sometimes it can be, but you know,
yeah, sometimes it just gets too tiring.
yeah.
No, there's so this times we should
like, this album, and it kind of gives you some clarity and kind of makes you think like, okay,
yeah, everything's gonna be okay,
be all right.
Yeah, exactly. See, there's nothing wrong with that because it's not. I mean, yeah, we get our minds are like can be our own worst enemies at times, but
absolutely, yeah.
Sometimes it's good to have a certain reminder to like. Just chill, just breathe, you know. You know, life is happening all around. It's just enjoy, like it says here. Rejoice in this world. It's just the world's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
you know, it can be a beautiful place if you want to look at it in the positive outlook. It's just a matter of
that's kind of how like you know you and I both we go to parks.
Yeah,
we sit in the park and we just enjoy our surroundings.
Yeah, I was actually doing that today. I sat down in the park with a good book for like 2 hours, which I haven't done. Like, I can't remember the last time I sat in the park and read a book.
Yeah. So that's kind of what this song is like pushing and whatever. It's like you know, like no matter what's happening, just you know, just take it all in and fucking make the best out of shit.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There absolutely isn't anything wrong with that because that's what I like to do.
Yeah. And sometimes, again, you just need that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, truth be told, you know, we're not, you know, shit happens in life and it knocks you down and kicks the crap out of you. But as long as you're still standing in the end of it, you'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
I like this song, man. I really do. This is a good pick.
I'm glad you like it, man. It is actually a great pick, and I was like, holy shit, thank you, YouTube.
Yeah, but God, this is like totally like not that you don't listen to this type of music or you don't listen to different types of music or more mellower music. It just caught me off guard that you sent this to me because 97% of the songs that you show me on the heavier side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was kind of. I'm like, okay, he sent me another one. Okay, let me prepare. You know, let me strap in and hold on tight to something.
I sent you before. This was probably like fucking something from like Death Angel or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Which is like again on the completely other side of the spectrum.
Yeah. But again, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You gotta as a music fan, you have to appreciate and listen to different genres of music.
Yeah,
you can't be just stuck on one. You know, you gotta have an appreciation.
And honestly, like I'm gonna say this, and people might get fucking upset or butthurt about it, but like you can't really consider yourself a music fan if you're not venturing out and listening to other things.
Yeah. See, like I was for a long time, I was dead set against country music.
Yeah,
we're not even don't want to hear it, don't want to listen to it, just don't want to bother. Say in the last 2-3 years. I am experienced it more, and I've become kind of a fan of certain artists.
Yeah, because it's actually like I'm not gonna lie, like I'm kind of the same way too. Like I've never really been into the country music.
Yeah,
but like the last couple of years, I'm kind of like
slowly getting into
towards it. Like, oh, this is not too bad. It's not great. It's not like what I'm usually used to, but I kind of appreciate the sound and appreciate, you know, the artistry to it.
I mean, for a genre that's been along as long as country music has, they have to be doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for what we had to say about Chicano Batman's Freedom is Free. So make sure you guys go to InnerCityGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have the main show, which is the InnerCityGeeks podcast. There's also Yay Toys, Comics with Award, Manga Times, Anime World, as well as, of course, this show. Good Games also. Haven't had Good Games in a while. But yeah, check out all those shows, all on InnerCityGeeks.com. Also, while you're at InnerCityGeeks.com, make sure you click on that Amazon banner so you can buy some shit on Amazon. Check that shit out. Buy whatever you want. And, yeah.
Buy something pretty.
Yeah, buy something pretty. It's nice. It's so nice. So also on that link, you can actually click it and you can get a month for free on Prime, Amazon Prime for free.
And free is good.
On Prime, you can actually listen to Freedom is Free as well. So check that shit out.
There you go.
On InnerCityGeeks.com, we also have a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, which is a geek-related clothing company. They sell like T-shirts and hoodies and sweaters, all all independently drawn and independently put out there or whatever for the world. And so they got really cool shit, a lot of comfortable clothing, probably some of the best like shirts that I've worn. And so make sure you go check them out, SoSickClothing.co. And when you're going to buy something at checkout, you can type in code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off of anything in the store. So make sure you do that. Also, there's a lot of bearded dudes out there, and me being one of them, and Charlie slowly growing another one while his wife is away.
Slowly, temporarily growing one.
Slowly, temporarily growing one. By the time she gets here, you have like a super long ass beard, and then you gotta cut it all off.
Yeah, pretty much it.
But yeah, so make sure you go to you can go check out beardoctane.com, where you can get a bunch of different beard stuff like beard balms, beard oils, their newest thing, which is the beard butters. Is actually something that I'm kind of venturing into and checking out. The beard butters are basically they're the equivalent of like an oil, and well, like not the equivalent, but it's kind of like an oil and a balm at the same time. And what you do is it's like the middle ground.
Okay.
The beard balm, the beard butter is supposed to be something that you would use most of the time. You should be using it for like your nighttime ritual. So when you're getting ready to bed, you put on the butter, and what it does, it basically nourishes your hairs, so that way by the morning you don't have like knots and fucking really dry hair, and then you're having a hard time in the morning while you're taking a shower or whatever. It's all nice and loose, so by the time the morning comes, take a quick shower, brush it all out, all you gotta do is just put it to oil, and you'll be good for the day.
There you go. Nothing wrong with keeping your beard nice and smooth.
Yeah, that's the point, because you don't want to have like a super scraggly beard, because then you look like you're a bum.
Yeah, true, and then your significant other doesn't like to, the older prickly, brittle type hair.
And another thing about these beard things, they smell really fucking good.
Well, smelling good is always also key when you want to get close to your significant other.
Like fucking like a cologne wearer, you can wear these beard products and smell fucking amazing.
There you go.
So check that shit out. And at checkout, type in the code ICG10 for 10% off.
There you go.
Yes. And follow us on the Facey Space on at Inner City Geeks on the Twitters and on the Instagrams at Inner City Geeks. You can find me at Mr. Draco, MISTERJACKAL. You can find Charlie at
RUPERTO2106 on the Twitterverse.
Yes. And like I said, that's pretty much it for the show. So, Charlie, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Yes.
And goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening in. And hope you stay with us for the rest of the ride.
Word. And here we go. This is the song for the week. So, we got Chicano Batman with Freedom is Free. Thank you.
Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lens. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. But you know and I know that the galaxies are all.
Free.